and welcome to the Law Matters program for another fortnight here on 6NME Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. Jodie Hoffman with you for the next hour here on Noongar Radio. And this program, as always, is brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Hope you can stay with us for the next hour. Going to be meeting very shortly on the program Helen McCartney, who works out of our Perth office as our records officer. It's a busy role, and we'll be letting you know more about what that involves very, very shortly. Also importantly, want to let you know about some new services that we're delivering in regional Western Australia. We have talked about family law on this program quite a lot, and as you may be aware, we have a family law unit that's based in our Perth head office. But the great news is now that we've actually got a family law lawyer up in Broome and also Kalgoorlie. So we're going to be chatting with both of those lawyers to find out how they're enjoying the new role in these offices and what services they're providing for our community. So do stay tuned. Big focus today on family law. This is Law Matters. This is the Law Matters radio program. Exciting stuff this hour, as well as finding out all about some of our staff and family law. Guess what? To welcome to our program for the very first time, Helen McCartney, who is the records officer at the Aboriginal Legal Service based in Perth at our Perth office. Helen, welcome to Law Matters.
Thanks, Jodie.
Well, thank you for coming along to talk to us. And I think that quite often we're talking on this program about, you know, the role that our lawyers have and what happens in court and what are our legal rights if we get arrested. But I think it's important to remind people that behind the scenes, there is an amazing band of administrative staff at the ALS who are keeping everything in order, from files to court documents and a whole lot more. You are our records officer, and we'll find out more about that shortly. But when did your ALS journey begin?
In July 2010. I've been with ALS for 3 years and 3 months now.
And counting?
Yes.
It's a good place to work, isn't it? That would mean if you've been there for over 3 years, you've been to two staff conferences?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Our staff conferences are held every couple of years and bring all our staff together from all over the state. So it's a great way to put faces to names and find out more about what's happening in our country areas as well. You've held a diversity of roles since you came along. Tell us about some of the stuff you've done with the ALS.
When I first came, I had 3 month contract to do records. And so there I was just mainly entering the records into the systems. Then a secretary was required for the law and advocacy section, and so I went and did that while Cassandra Riley was on maternity leave. Then we suddenly needed someone to do payroll, so I went into that role, payroll and personnel, for a period of time, and I've been back doing records again for over 2 years, I think.
So you must be one of those organised people. Not like me, but a very organised person who's good at keeping stuff in order.
I like statistics, and I like making sure that everything is done correctly. And I like working with people as well, and the people we work with are wonderful to work with.
Yeah, it's a great team, isn't it? But, I mean, look, doing something like the records is no small feat. I mean, the ALS offices, there's 15 of them throughout the state, over 100 staff, over 60 staff just in the Perth office. So it must be a busy role, hey?
It is a busy role, but I like being busy. The days go faster.
Yeah. So give us an idea of what a records officer does.
Basically, I have to make sure that all files, short contacts, quick advices are entered into our computer system correctly, make sure that we're all doing the same statewide, so I actually help any of the secretaries or newcomers in the other offices. I send our files to external storage if I need to, when we need to, and anything that's required of me.
Okay. And also great at sort of throwing yourself into community events and stalls and helping out on those days, which are really important to get our information out to community. And I know from looking at you out in the field, Helen, you love getting out and about and having a yarn with people.
I do. I really care about our people that we work for and the people we work with, and I want to make sure that everybody gets information that they need.
Is the ALS the first Aboriginal organisation you've worked for?
Yes, it is.
And what do you like best about it?
The people that, like I say, that we work with and where we work for. The fact that it is busy and everybody tries their hardest to do the best that we can for our clients. yeah, so mainly the people and, yep.
Tell us about life before the ALS.
Oh, I grew up on a little farm in Chapman Valley near Geraldton. I worked for many years for Geraldton Fishermen's Co-op, exporting crayfish and doing the... There, I didn't do records, but I did the statistics for the whole 60 years and I did the export documentation, which, again, accuracy is vital.
Okay, so not as windy as Geraldton, but pretty nice part of the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Were you into fishing up there as well?
I wasn't, but my partner was, and we often did, like, bartering. My parents would give us sheep and they'd give them fish and things like that.
Okay. Life's different in a country town, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What did you like best about being up there?
Having family around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do have family down here too.
Okay. And you're a proud mum, so what do you keep yourself busy doing when you're not working?
Being a mum of a 13-year-old girl, I'm often taking her to sporting events or to choir or to visit friends. We generally entertain at home. We have family and friends visit rather than go out. We regularly go to Bunbury because we do like country, and my sister and all her family are there. And I read a lot.
Yeah, they're busy years. Once those kids hit their teens, it's busy times, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. But I know you and your daughter are very close and do lots of stuff together, which is awesome. So what motivates you to do what you do, Helen? Not just at the ALS, but sort of when you're out and about in the community as well.
I care about people. I care. I think that Aboriginal people are overrepresented in the court systems, and I have read a history book. I think there's a lot of people striving very hard to make changes, and I like to be part of that.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming along and having a chat with us on Law Matters today. It's a beautiful day. Just for people who are listening on Sunday night, remember this show is repeated Sunday nights. It's actually going live to air on Wednesdays between 11 and 12. But in Perth, a beautiful day today, and sure, very nice in the north of our state as well. Anyone you wanted to say good day to before we go to a song?
To my daughter, Ebony.
Okay. Helen McCartney, keep up the great work, and thank you for having a chat with us on Law Matters.
Thank you.
I said that this program was going to have a large focus on family law, and it's a really, really important part of our work. Obviously, the ALS is working with families on a daily basis in a whole range of areas, and family law is one of those areas. And for many years, we've just had a family law unit operating out of Perth, which has been really difficult for people who need our services in regional areas. The great news is for the last couple of months, we've been able to place a lawyer in our Broome office and also our Kalgoorlie office. So first on the program today, we're going to head to Kalgoorlie and meet Miriam Kelly. Miriam, thanks for your time on Law Matters today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, you are the Family Law Unit lawyer based in Kalgoorlie, but before we get into the role of the services that you can provide for our people in Kalgoorlie, this isn't your first stint with the ALS, is it?
No, it's not. I did previously work as the solicitor in charge of the Kalgoorlie office. That was from 2010 to 2012.
Okay, so give us a bit of a background to your involvement in law before you came aboard at the ALS.
I'm originally from Melbourne. I actually did my law degree at a few universities around the country though, but I did work as a lawyer at Victoria Legal Aid, and I worked in the children's court section. I'd also worked for community legal centres, and that was in New South Wales as well as Victoria. And I'd also worked in the UK. I actually worked for a council in the UK, and that again was in the area of protection and care matters.
Oh, so you obviously got a very strong focus in wanting to work in community with those roles, Miriam.
Yes, that's true. I enjoy doing that sort of work.
And do you find Perth a lot different, or Kalgoorlie a lot different to Melbourne and Sydney?
Yes, very much so. It's of course it's very different, but it's a very interesting place as well.
I was interested to see, Miriam, what actually got you interested in law. Tell us that story.
Yes, when a long time ago, I was actually when I was a student, I was doing my honours year, And I was doing it part-time, so I actually did it over 2 years, and it was it involved, you know, a number of subjects as well as completing, I can't remember how long the thesis was, but it was a lot of effort to combine with full-time work. And my last subject was due, and I handed in the essay, and I was sent my results, and they had said that I had failed that subject, and as a result, when I rang the department, they said, as a result of that, you've failed your entire honours year, and you would have to repeat something that had taken me 2 years to do. And I was really baffled because I had handed in the essay and I didn't understand why I had failed. And instead of making further inquiries, I was in shock and I didn't do anything. And for months, I never told anybody about it. I was really ashamed, and it was just odd the way I reacted about it now. I look back and I think, well, I wouldn't have reacted that way now, but at the time, that is how I reacted. And then my brother noticed that I wasn't myself, and finally he got it out of me what was going on, and I blurted it all out. I'd said, you know, how ashamed I was that I had handed the essay in. The problem was I'd handed it in late, and that's, to my way of thinking, I thought that's why I had failed, and as a result I had failed this entire, you know, 2 years coursework. And my brother, who was a lawyer, just said, oh, but that's ridiculous. We'll just write a letter. We'll write a letter to the dean. And he did. He helped me write a letter to the dean, and we set out that, you know, I had in fact handed it in. We also looked at the university rules, and so it was a letter that took about half an hour to write, and it was sent off. And within a matter of weeks, the dean of the faculty had contacted me, said an investigation was underway, and what they had found out is that the lecturer had moved offices. He couldn't remember whether he'd received the essay or not, and as a result, I was given, you know, they rang me back and said, look, we'll give you 3 weeks to hand in another essay, which I did, and it was all, which I did well in, and as a result, everything was fixed. But it just, it had a really profound impact on me, because I just saw all it took was one letter, like a tiny bit of advocacy, for which, you know, for a lawyer would take no time at all, but it had a profound impact on my life. And I think that's what attracted me to law, that you can do, you can help in such, even in, you can help in big ways by obviously helping someone who goes to court, but you can also help in just little ways. And you can teach someone that they can stand up for themselves by just doing a bit of research, by, you don't have to accept a decision, you can actually research that decision, and often decisions are bad decisions, and you actually don't have to accept that.
And I think the important point there, Miriam, is that I guess in hindsight you would have seen that wasn't it fantastic that your brother was a lawyer and able to help you out of that situation, but also there'd be a lot of situations where people could, with a little bit of digging around and sort of exploring matters themselves, be able to come to a better solution that's better for them, sometimes without that legal help as well, hey?
That's right, and all it takes is just having, and if you don't have the resources yourself, it just takes someone to say, oh, actually, I could help you with that, or, you know, let's just have a look at a website, or, you know, and it just, you don't realise that something so simple can actually really, really help someone. So,
and that's a big part of our role too at the ALS. We will get onto family law soon, but I just, you know, the system, dealing with bits of paperwork and
that's right,
and online applications for this, yeah, or whatever, it's very difficult. You know, a lot of people don't have a computer. A lot of people might have a mobile phone and limited credit on their phones, a whole range of things. And sometimes these forms are very, very difficult, no matter what they're about, to actually understand.
Exactly, and it can be really overwhelming. It's even just having the language to use. Sometimes you don't even know, oh, well, what words would I use? And so it can just be so helpful if someone can do that for you or just give you a hand.
And it's important to remember as well, once things are put in writing, it better chance of them being actioned at the other end, isn't there?
Of course, of course. That's a really important point. It's come up, it does come up in our work time and time again, because often, if you, you know, especially in relation to complaints, because you can complain about something in person, but that can be totally ignored on the other end, and which often is the case. But if you put it in writing, you're more, you know, it's so often you'll get some action as a result of that, because it is in writing.
Yeah. Let's talk about family law. What's your interest in family law before you headed up there to Kalgoorlie?
Well, I had previously worked, I suppose my real interest with family law was in protection and care matters. I find that a really interesting jurisdiction. You know, where the Department of Child Protection will come, and often they may view that a child is at risk and remove that child. I had previously acted for both children in those matters and for the mums and dads. So that was my interest. I did like representing or acting for especially the parents, because so often they get ignored in these whole proceedings, or they lose their confidence, and they're not linked in with services that could actually help them. So much of the focus is on, the removal of the child, but it's the parents get often neglected in that whole process about restoring that child back to the parents, because that's incredibly important in the whole process, especially given the history of so many of our mums and dads. I find that area really interesting.
Now, because this service wasn't offered out of Kalgoorlie until the last few months, has it taken a bit of time to get that news out and about into the community that this is an additional service that ALS can now provide in Cal?
It has, and I've actually hoping the word is getting out there. I've gone to I went to the lands, to some of those remote communities, Blackstone, Warburton, Wunnan. So we're hoping through word of mouth the word will get out. I've also I've had to undergo a security clearance with the prisons so that I can then speak to groups of prisoners at a time. So that's finally underway after my induction this morning. So hopefully then the word will be clear as well, especially to those in prison, because often they have children they're not seeing and have family law issues as well.
Okay. Now, obviously, as one lawyer dealing with family law, you can't be handling the whole gamut of family law cases, but in terms of child protection, parenting orders, recovery orders, and other limited family law matters, people can walk through the door and access those services, can't they?
They can, and we'd love to see them. So, yes, especially, like, so, for example, and we have had people come in just in relation to recovery orders, where someone may have placed their child with a relative who's then gone out of Kalgoorlie with their child. So if that's an issue, you can come in and we can discuss applying for a recovery order, and we can act for that person in relation to that application. Parenting orders, if you're, say, for example, a grandparent who has really the day-to-day care of their grandchildren and would like orders in place so that that arrangement is more formalised, please come and see us. And the same with a mum or dad that's recently separated from their partner. Again, they we can provide advice on a whole range of family law issues, because when you separate, there are issues like simple things like even bank accounts, closing those bank accounts, opening up new accounts, but also obviously in relation to the children, because parenting orders can give you that sort of certainty if that's what you are seeking, and it can help minimise the disruption of a separation. So we can certainly assist people in that way.
Okay, so it is great news that all the normal services are available through the Kalgoorlie office in the Aboriginal Legal Service. Great team in Kalgoorlie, isn't it, Miriam?
It is, very much so.
But now also some family law services, and we'll give you out a free call number at the end of this interview with Miriam. But Miriam, just in closing, I imagine like all of the staff that work within the Aboriginal Legal Service and the justice system in this state, you get a front row insight into some of the obstacles that are facing our community members, hey, that lead them to needing our services.
Oh, you do. I think in that way we're really privileged to view it, because so you just don't get a proper understanding of the difficulties people face otherwise. We do see it, and especially the children, and I think some of these children are amazing, especially children you have to deal with a parent who has a mental illness or, you know, all of the issues surrounding poverty or lack of accommodation and the difficulties people face in obtaining accommodation, and just all of those issues are really, you do get a very good insight into it, and also especially the difficulties faced by people living in remote areas, especially in relation to just simple things like getting their driver's license or the huge obstacles they face in because there's such a lack of services, and like transport is a huge issue, and the cost of living if you live in those remote areas. We certainly see that here.
And amongst all of that, an incredible strength and courage shown by so many people as well, hey?
Oh, I think it's amazing. Yeah, exactly. You think of what people put up, what is in their path and how they overcome it. I see some amazing people, and you think how they cope with everything that's in their path, and yet they do, and then they bring up their kids as well, and they have all of those difficulties they face, plus all of their other duties, and the fact that they can overcome all of that and do so well, it is very inspiring.
Hey Miriam, thank you for chatting with us on the program today. We're going to head up the coast a little bit further and talk to Shayla Gibbons at our Broome office, because she's doing the same role up in Broome. So we're going to visit Broome shortly on the program, but really appreciate you coming on the program. Hope this interview gets a little bit more of the word out to our community members that family law services are now available out of the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA office in Kalgoorlie. If people would like more information, the Kalgoorlie office is at 42 Maritana Street in Kalgoorlie. Free call number from anywhere in Western Australia, 1-800-016-791, 1-800-016-791. Miriam, how wide is the service delivery that comes out of Kalgoorlie?
Well, we actually cover Esperance, we cover Norseman, we cover Coolgardie, Kambalda, we cover the Lands area, Leonora. So we cover Warburton, Warrakoona. If you live in Cosmo Newbury, you can call us. So it is pretty wide.
Okay. We need 10 of you.
No, but we'd be happy to hear from you.
Fantastic. Miriam, thank you so much for chatting with us on Law Matters, and keep up the good work there, and say g'day to all the mob up in Cal for us, won't you?
Oh, will do. Okay, thanks, Judy.
See you, Miriam.
Bye. Bye.
Miriam Kelly, our family law unit lawyer working out of Kalgoorlie. That number again, free call from anywhere in the state, 1-800-016-791. 1-800-016-791. If you know anybody in the Kalgoorlie region that you feel may benefit from some assistance with a family law matter, please don't hesitate to give them a call and let them know about this service there now. As I mentioned, heading off to Broome in a minute. Well, just in our minds at least anyway, so stay tuned. This is Law Matters. It is Broome time, all the time in Broome, and joining us on the program now is one of our lawyers, Shayla Gibbons. Shayla, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. We've just been having a chat with Miriam Kelly in our Kalgoorlie office to let people know that family law services are now offered in Kalgoorlie. They're also offered in Broome as well, but before we talk about how you're slotting into that role up there, how are you enjoying Broome?
I love living in Broome. I've been living in Broome for about 18 months now, and it's just a wonderful place. It's got a great close-knit community. Everyone pulls in together, wonderful community events, and it's also got a fantastic outdoor lifestyle, especially if you like fishing.
Uh-huh. So where was home before Broome?
Before Broome, I'm originally from Auckland in New Zealand, but I have been living and working in Broome for 18 months, so sometime before this role.
You haven't lost the accent.
No, I certainly haven't.
So tell us when your journey with the ALS began, Shayla.
Yep, I started with ALS coming up 3 months ago. But before that, as I say, I was in a similar role and working in the same sort of area in and around Broome. So I was familiar with the ALS and with all the wonderful lawyers here before that.
Yeah, they're a great team in Broome, aren't they?
Oh, they're an absolutely wonderful team, a very passionate bunch.
There they are. And how long have you been involved in law?
I've been a family lawyer now for about 5 years. Yeah, so and I always specialised in family law.
And what attracted you to that area of law?
I think it's an area where you can make a lot of difference. It's a very difficult area. Often you're required to give practical advice as well as legal advice. And it's just, you know, I just love the people that I get to deal with. And I have a real passion for children and, you know, acting in family law. You get to sometimes have a bit of an effect on children's lives, hopefully for the better. So,
And you get a real insight into the lives of families, and it is an important job. I mean, all of our legal services provided are important, but you're dealing with family units and trying to have the best outcomes for all people in that family. So it must be a highly emotive area, Shayla.
It is a very highly emotive area. I think it's something that you realise quite early on whether you can do it and leave it behind at the workplace or whether you take it home. From my point of view, I guess I just can't close my eyes to some of the awful things that happen in our community, and I'd prefer to be working with the families and working in the community to try and make it better, and that's where the real satisfaction comes from for me.
Since we started offering family law services out of the Broome office, have you had some clients needing those services, or is the word still getting out and about in the community?
Certainly had some clients needing services, and there's been a few who have actually been looking for legal representation for quite some time. In Broome, one of our biggest issues is conflict, so there's been a few people who previously just couldn't get local legal advice who are now able to do that, but certainly I do expect it'll get quite a bit busier and the word is still getting out there.
Okay, now Broome office, by its geographical location, covers a lot of areas. So what areas are you keen to hear from people in who might need to access family law services?
Okay. Mainly we're doing, so obviously Broome, up the Dampier Peninsula, Bidjedanga, Derby, Fitzroy and anywhere in between. Look, if there's someone... It's difficult for me to travel to the East Kimberley, but it is an option, and I can certainly give telephone legal advice as well. So, look, I'm keen to try and help as many people as I can and in as wide an area as I can. I'm the only family lawyer basically this way up from Perth, so
yeah.
We'll try and help wherever we can. Certainly those areas. Luma is another one. Balgo, all of those communities.
Hey, that's really good to know that, I mean, obviously distance is a huge factor in travelling in the north of our state, and there's hundreds of miles between place to place. But you did mention you can give advice over the phone.
Yes, I can. Obviously there's limits with that. If it's preparing applications in court, it does make it a lot more difficult to help prepare applications. But I have done it and it is possible. It just takes more time. I've got a client at the moment who lives in a remote area and we're able to communicate by using a fax machine where I send documents and they get sent back. So it is possible.
Okay, now we won't talk about, obviously, real cases, but give us some scenarios of what people might come into the ALS office and ask about. Some scenarios of what a family law matter might include.
Okay. We get a lot of care and protection matters, which are where DCP either DCP have just spoken to the parents and are a little bit worried, or they've actually filed applications in court. So for that, we can provide advice to the parents and we can also represent them in court. Another scenario is parenting orders, where sometimes things are working quite well, but parents just want the stability of a court order. Or where things aren't going so well and the parties just want it sorted, you know, who's got the child on what days, just to make it simple for everyone, including the child, and to give them some routine. We also assist in recovery orders. So if one party takes the child without the consent of the other party, and that can either be locally or if they take them out of the local area. And then we can also assist with violence restraining orders and some other matters, but those are in more limited circumstances. So if there are any other matters, then we prefer that people just call us, have a chat, and we'll see what we can do to help. And if not, whether or not we can do a referral. Often I like to do a warm referral, actually speak to the other agency and really hand people over properly. So certainly give us a call if there's anything that you think that we might be able to assist with.
And important to remember, of course, family is such an important component for our mob. And so it's always vital that we try and work out the best outcomes for everyone, hey?
Certainly. Yeah, and the way that the court looks at it is it's about the child first and foremost and their best interests.
Okay. If people would like more information about the family law services that are available from our Broome office, we've got a free call number that you can call from anywhere in the state. Grab a pen. It's 1-800-351-067. 1-800-351-067. Free call from Western Australia. And the ALS office in Broome is at 1/41 Carnarvon Street in Broome. Pretty easy to find the office there?
Yes, it is. It's sort of behind the police station up on the hill there. And we've also got our office number there as well.
Okay, so look, thank you for chatting with us today on the program, Shayla, and just reminding people, family law services now available in child protection, parenting orders, recovery orders, and other limited family law matters out of our Broome office, 1-800-351-067. Shayla Gibbons is our family law lawyer up there. Want you to say g'day to all the mob up in Broome for us, Shayla, but before you go, want to know, just set the scene for us all to get a little bit jealous about some of the highlights of living in Broome.
Oh, well, I get to travel to some of the most beautiful remote communities. A particular favourite of mine, which I don't tell too many people about, it's a bit of a secret, is Lombardina. Just absolutely beautiful. That part of it's fantastic. There's, as I said, a great outdoor lifestyle, fishing, camping, all sorts, and just such a great community. And that's just a great community. There's always events on. Everyone comes together to try and solve the issues within the community, which is wonderful, a little bit unlike the city sometimes. And also just a wonderful local legal community as well.
Now, some great music and productions come out of Broome as well. You've been hearing some of the fantastic music from the likes of the Pegram Brothers and stuff?
I sure have. I've seen the Pegrams a number of times. I also took my mother to see them when she was up, and she absolutely had a ball. They're incredible musicians. One particularly wonderful event was the Mother's Day event, which is in memory of Josie Pegram, and just fantastic.
Yeah. Look, it is a beautiful town, a really special place, and I'm so pleased that Family Law is now available up there. And enjoy the role up there, won't you, Shayla? It's a long way from New Zealand, but you've joined a great team, and I'm sure they're very, very happy to have you on board.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shayla, we'll speak again another time on Law Matters, but enjoy the rest of the week and your weekend, won't you?
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Shayla Gibbons from our Broome office of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. So today, letting you know about family law services being extended through the Aboriginal Legal Service, not only to Kalgoorlie, but to Broome as well. And great to hear from our lawyers there and get a bit more insight into their roles and what they enjoy most and the importance of offering these services within our communities. That wraps up for Law Matters. See you in a fortnight.